BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so Chris has been away for 2 weeks on his exotic holiday in Bali. He's now back in the country. I reckon probably asleep. I don't think he landed that long ago, just went straight to bed. Back on Monday. Now, on Chris's last day, a couple of Fridays ago, we threw it over to you to decide what he should put on his out of office, on his email. We decided not to put on "I'm going away because of people like you," which was one suggestion. But we went with this from Mike on text. This is what we wrote. "Thanks for your email. Sounds like a great idea. Count me in. We can discuss details in the next few days. All the best, Chris." Now, what Chris doesn't know is that just before he left, I also stuck his mobile number on there, on the out of office, on his personal emails. So I reckon he would have been getting all sorts of voicemails while he's been on holiday. Because generally, if the number's on there, you will ring it. You get all sorts. But no, and we didn't think that was awkward enough. We actually want to hear Chris squirm a bit. So I've got a couple of people who have rounded up from the office here at Radio 1 who are going to ring him up and discuss some jobs that he has signed himself up for, even though he doesn't really know. Now, remember, he's already signed up to do these events through his out-of-office email, OK? He's committed to them because it said on them, "Sounds like a great idea, count me in." That went out to every single person that emailed him, and we've got his mobile number. So let's get the first person from the office. Let's do a little call to Chris and see how he's feeling today. And follow up on one of those bookings that he said yes to on his email. Here we go. Hoping it rings. Yes.
Hello.
Starkey. It's Tony. Tony T. Fandango's Basildon.
Who?
It's Tony. I'm just phoning to chat about the gig next week.
Sorry, I've just woken up. Who's this, sorry?
It's Tony. Just calling about the gig next week. You agreed to do it, so dropped you an email, and you said it sounds good.
Which gig? Which one's this?
Basildon. Fandango's. You're going to warm up for Joey Essex.
I might. Hang on a sec. So, I don't remember this at all.
I dropped you an email last week. You replied, say, sounds good. You left your mobile number, so I'll give you a call now.
What's it called? Fandango's?
Yeah, Fandango's. You're on the flyer. Everyone's pretty excited about it.
What is Fandango's? It sounds gay. Is it a gay club?
No, we're on the retail park.
Oh, Baz Vegas?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, I love it around there. There's a wicked all-you-can-eat Chinese.
Yeah, we're right next door to the Chinese, actually.
I'm sure I've been there.
Yeah, it's rather refit. It's all looking pretty nice in there now. It's Fandango. So I just want to make the final arrangements, really.
How'd you get my number?
It's on your email.
What email?
I emailed Chris Stark, Radio 1, and you hit me back. Said, sounds good. You give me your mobile number. So that's why I'm giving you a call now. Said, just want to lock down the sort of final arrangements. Tuesday the 30th.
Yeah.
Got down for a 4-hour set, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Then Joey's on at 1. And he said, can you stay away from the big hits? Because he's going to be playing all of those.
For 4 hours?
Yeah, you need a parking space?
Amazing. So what can I play in those 4 hours?
Just stay away from the big ones, because he's going to be playing them all. He's going to be playing them all in the right order.
Okay, and Joey Essex is on afterwards.
Yeah, he's the headliner, he's the main act. But I want you to tweet about it or something, because we're a bit worried about numbers, because Razzmatazz down the road have got Mark Wright on the same night.
I'm sure. But you did say that everyone was very excited about it, or is this just promoter talk?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited, but it doesn't mean everyone's going to turn up, you know, because Mark Wright is competition down the road. So just make it clear that you're warming up for Joey. Make it clear you're warming up for Joey, so you don't want to get his people annoyed either.
He's such a block. What, what was I going to say to you?
You're definitely up for the gig, yeah?
Yeah, I just need to check something with someone. I'll tell you what, give me a call back in a couple of hours.
Okay, brilliant. Well, let me give you a buzz back in an hour or two, and we'll just lock in the final details. And looking forward to the Tuesday the 30th. It's Tony T.
Tony T.
Nice one, Starkey. I'm looking forward to it, mate. Tuesday the 30th, everyone's going to be up for it.
All right. Okay, cool.
Nice Cheers, one. Ta-ra, ta-ra.
Bye.
Sounds like the gig's on then.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So here's another one that he is just about ready to do. As well as the gig at Fandango's in Basildon, Morgan's been on Twitter going, buzzing for Chris Stark at Fandango's next week. Aren't we all? I'm buzzing for this as well, if this works. Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, it's Shelley Tinkleton here from Nelly's Bakery PR team in Sheffield. Is that Chris Pasty?
Sorry?
It's Shelley Tinkleton. You know, we've spoken over email about the Nelly's Bakery opening in Sheffield.
I think you've got the number.
No, we've been speaking on him, but there's only 1 week to go, Chris. Only 1 week. We're all really excited up here.
You're looking for a Chris Pasty?
Yes. So one of the things that we thought for the bakery opening is, you know, you could change your name to Chris Pasty. We've already got Ben Shepherd on it. He's called himself Ben Shepherd's Pie on Twitter. Are you not really excited? The whole office is living for this. We can't wait for the opening.
What's going on? So, what?
Well,
my number?
We are Nelly's. You gave it to me on the email. We've had a lovely conversation.
Oh, not you as well. Someone. Right. Who are you? Are you? Do you know someone called Teresa or something?
No, my name is Shelley Tinkleton. I've never heard of anyone called Terry.
It's Terry something. I can't remember his name. So what are you? You're a pie person.
Yes. So we are Nelly's Bakery in Sheffield. And we are a brand new bakery in Sheffield. We've got a big new factory, 12 shops all around the city. And the flagship shop is going to be opened by you wearing a pasty costume.
No, it's not, though. It's not, though. Like, who's signing me up to this? I'm really sorry. If you've got a new bakery, that's great and all. And I love a pie.
Well, that's exactly why we want you on board, Chris. You really can't let us down now. As I said before, everyone's living for this. They cannot wait. They've got all the Twitter accounts ready to keep, you know, posting pictures of you in the pasty costume. And we've even got Cheryl from Accounts. She's going to be lying in a bath of beans while you're on the stage in your pasty costume. And we even thought, actually... I wanted to mention it to you that actually for the sort of the grand finale, we thought that you, the pasty, could get in the bath with Cheryl, the beans.
Yeah, but you go soggy.
Well, people in Sheffield, you know, we have gravy on chips. We don't mind soggy carbohydrates.
So this is what I can't work out. Who have you... Where? How have you got my number? Who's given you my number?
Well, what happened...
Is this in a phone box or something?
No, we got your email, which said... Sounds like a great idea. Count me in. We were all thrilled. And through that email, we've got your number. And I just thought I wanted to get in touch because, crucially, we need, for this pasty costume, some measurements. You know, waist size, neck size.
Right, I see where this is going. Do you mind if I call someone and maybe I'll give you a call back if you give me your number?
Okay.
I just need to check something. What, did you say you got an email?
Yes, so my email is Shelley...
No, hang on. I mean, you got an email from me.
Oh, yes. We got a thank you and we got a sounds like a great idea and said we can discuss in the next few days.
Yeah, I think what's happening here is someone on my behalf. Do you know what? Let me... It sounds good. Let me call someone.
Well, can we, assuming everything happens and we get all this sorted, please could you, we thought that you would have changed your name on Twitter to Chris Pasty by now, and we'd really appreciate you doing that as soon as possible because, it, you know, having it in place a week before the grand opening would be just so helpful.
Right, Chris Pasty.
You know, you could have a Chris_Pasty, whatever works.
Right. Cool. All right, I'll speak to you in a bit. Do you,
So I'm Shelley Tinkleton, and yes, we'll get everything sorted very, very soon. Let me know your measurements. That's the main thing. We need to get this pasty costume sorted.
Okay. What do you mean by measurements?
So for this pasty costume, we need your waist size, your leg size, and your neck.
Right. What pasty is it?
I think what we were thinking is just go for the classic. You know, I mean, no, it'll be the sort of meat and two veg pasty.
Right. All right. Let me speak to someone and I'll email you.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris Pasty.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Bye bye now.
Bye then.